time for our daily inspiration again, and I'm glad you were able to call in and join today as we look at the Word of God. And I want to read something about Jesus today that I find inspiring. I'll read two verses from the Gospel of John, the first two verses in the book, or three verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. So there we have, just in a few words, the testimony that Jesus was with God, he was God, he was one with the Father from all time, and he is Creator. So now we go to Philippians, and with that in mind, we read this about Jesus in Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So being with the Father, he had a very high position, and yet he humbled himself to the very lowest position. And the Bible says that he who humbles himself will be exalted, and we need only look at the life of Jesus to see that this is true. He humbled himself more than any man ever humbled himself, because he came from a higher place and took the lowliest position. And so therefore it says he's been exalted and given a name above every name, that at his name, the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every tongue will confess or admit Jesus Christ is Lord. So certainly as a side note, we do want to confess him as Lord now. We want to do it by choice. And to go back to verse 5 here in Philippians here, Paul is writing that we should let this mind be in us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, that we do not allow our position that we think we have to give us a feeling or a sense of entitlement that we are somehow better, or that we are entitled to be served. That is the natural man thinking, that we are entitled to be served and given honor. And yet we are commanded to allow this mind, to let this mind, to take on the mind of Christ, to put on the mind of Christ, and let let that mind be in us, which was in Christ Jesus. Not considering ourselves too good, not considering ourselves better. Just take the position of a servant. That I find very challenging, to just meditate on that. What does that mean? And what did that really look like for Jesus? And what does that mean? And what does it look like for me, for you and I, to take that position, the humble place? Again, the Bible says, I don't have the reference here in front of me, says that he who humbles himself will be exalted. I believe it. It's true. And Jesus is a perfect example. He humbled himself, and he's been exalted. If we have, by God's grace, humbled ourselves, given ourselves to serve, given ourselves up for others, rest assured, God will exalt you, God will exalt us in due time. Let's be patient. Allow God to work things for his glory.